Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. This is a little cold open, as we say in the biz, to let you know about what you're about to hear. My friend Hadrian from Cinefamily in Los Angeles recently said to me, would you like to do a combination Doug Loves Movies with the LA premiere of the film Cheap Thrills? And I said, hell yes, because not only did I love the movie at South by Southwest and at Fantastic Fest, but it stars my new friend Pat Healy and my old friend Dave Koechner. But what started as a small affair at Cinefamily turned into a big premiere when Cinefamily sold out and they decided to move it to the much larger, 400 seats in fact, Vista Theater, which you should see a movie at if you're in Los Angeles and you get the chance. It's a great, beautiful theater, and the owner stands out front wearing a costume. Like the other day, I drove by and he was dressed as Wolverine because they're showing Gravity. No, they were showing Wolverine when he was dressed as Wolverine, but I digress. So now, this was becoming a cast and crew screening. And while I admire their work very much, the cast and crew of Cheap Thrills, they don't know what Doug Loves Movies is. And so I was standing there in the lobby as people were coming in, and more people were coming in that didn't have name tags, didn't seem to know who I was. Some amazing people showed up. Michael Shannon was there, James Urbaniak, Gene Triplehorn, the great Toby Huss from The Adventures of Pete and Pete, Devin Faraci from Badass Digest, and I'm sure none of them had any idea that a Doug Loves Movies taping was going to occur before Cheap Thrills screened. So I decided on the fly, shorter episode, no Leonard Maltin game, and I just let the audience know what they were in for in no uncertain terms. I was too harsh for sure, but after my disclaimer, the crowd settled into a perfectly nice mode, and the podcast was a good time. I love this movie. I encourage you to check it out. It's going to appear on VOD and in a handful of movie theaters in the first quarter of next year. And the crowd last night, they loved it. They ate it up with a spork, and I'm sure you will too. So enjoy this shortened version of Doug Loves Movies. And also, come see me this Saturday, October 26th, at the Punchline in San Francisco. Doug Loves Movies on Sunday is sold out, and it'll be full of just fans of Doug Loves Movies. So I can't wait for that. But now, listen to this. Cheap Thrills!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
I knew it would be like a not a full-throated reaction to that. I know that a lot of you here tonight, who here listens to Doug Loves Movies? All right, so we got some people in here for that. But who's here just to see an amazing movie called Cheap Thrills? Well, you're going to get both. That's what's going to happen to you guys. And I'd like to thank the Vista Theater for hosting us here tonight, and also for creating such stage lighting where we're all going to be in shadows, and I can't read my notes. So thank you for that, and let's try to work our way through it. It's Monday, October 21st, 2 Oceans 13, and we're here for the LA premiere of Cheap Thrills. Thanks to Drafthouse Films and Cinefamily for putting this together. Like I already intimated, this is the first time I've done the podcast before actual showing of a movie, where a lot of people in the audience had no idea that this part of the show was going to happen, and now they're going to have to deal with it. And try to keep your laughter up during this, because I really want to help promote this movie. And, you know, if you guys enjoy this, it'll sound good on the podcast. How many people here have ever listened to a podcast? All right. I have been fucking tricked into doing this. And I hope that everybody is willing to tolerate it. And I probably won't release it as an actual podcast. Yeah, did you hear how many people moan? Most of you don't give a fucking shit. So let's bring out the guests and see what happens. See if enough interesting shit happens to justify releasing this as a podcast. The cast of Cheap Thrills and the director, please give a big warm welcome to Evan Katz, Dave Koechner, Pat Healy, Ethan Embry. Who'd I leave out? Oh, I think I got everybody. Did I get everybody? Ethan, you just knocked your water on the floor. Oh, here we go. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys.
For the salami.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.
You can put Koechner on the end?
Dave Koechner, professional performer, just notified me that the mics are kind of hot.
I want a pleasant...
They are sexy microphones.
I want a pleasant experience on your ear.
I think you sound good.
All right.
Pat Healy is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
We always have a prize bag on Doug Loves Movies because usually lots of people in the audience bring name tags so that they can participate and possibly win the prize bag. Applaud or make some noise if you brought a name tag tonight. Yeah, about 20%.
Wow. Is that Pee-wee's
bicycle?
So that's
good. I was like, let's do my show for people and show this great movie, and let's get all of them to come, and now here we are. So I have a really bad attitude.
What's in all those bags?
I think we can all agree we all love movies.
We all love movies.
That's why we're here. That was, of course, Pat Healy, but then EL is your credited on the film.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the director of the film, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for him.
Yeah.
And always super positive, Ethan Embry is here, you guys.
Yeah.
Not always super positive. Sometimes I'm really depressing. It's bipolar, so it goes both sides. You wear it well.
But both sides go deep.
Did I give a proper introduction to Dave Koechner, everybody?
Yeah, yes. David!
Yeah. Anchorman 2 this December.
DLM. DLM.
Oh, that's Doug Loves Movies?
Yep. That's all I'm about.
Do you spend your day-to-day life abbreviating things like that?
That's my Jesus prayer on my lips. Oh my God. Franny and Zoe. Salinger? No? Okay. What do you want? Quotes from Cheers? Let's see. What's your childhood here? What's the median age? Webster? What do we got? I can't help you with that.
Webster, like the dictionary?
I don't think for this crowd.
Everyone should be familiar with that.
I think that, no, this is a hipster crowd.
What did you bring for the prize bag, Dave? I don't want to pull it out because it's, right. I've got like such three heavy prize bags
what's
in my hand.
What's in those bags?
One of the 20% of people that brought name tags tonight is going to win everything that's in these three bags,
whoa,
including from Dave Koechner.
Doug asked that we bring some something, anything that people might enjoy. I brought something from a movie I was the lead of.
Was it Cheap Thrills?
Yes.
Nope. Nope.
No. There's there. In spite no, of me no. asking the folks involved in the production of this film for a Cheap Thrills poster or something involving Cheap Thrills, that did not come through. And so everything in these bags has nothing to do with Cheap Thrills.
But Doug, I think that's because it doesn't exist yet. The poster.
We're working on it.
You don't have a poster? I've seen it. It's Pat Healy with his hand all bloody.
That's that festival poster.
That's an online digital image. I brought some weird face paddles from a movie called The Comebacks from 2007. Yeah. That's
what's a face paddle?
We got some Comebacks fans in the crowd?
No. That's fake familiarity. I appreciate it. There it is. I have a couple of shot glasses from the night before you get married. What's it called? The dinner.
End of your life?
No. Nope.
The rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner. Beginning of my life. Two shot glasses that were given as gifts that we had like 100 extra of, but I brought two of those. And a Naked Trucker and T-Bones hat.
All right. Signed on the inside. So if you want to show off to people, you're going to have to take your hat off.
And explain to everybody what the hat is.
You know a Naked Trucker and T-Bones. The program from Comedy Central.
Oh, eight
you brought
episodes?
An extra one for me. And
that's
it fits,
all my mom said
perfectly.
Talks about is Naked Trucker and T-Bone. It's
that's
actually
all
true.
Is that right?
Yeah. She doesn't like the movie, but she knows you're from Naked Trucker and T-Bone.
We used to do a show at Largo, Doug. You remember? We played with this many times.
Yeah. What do you mean, Pat, that your mother doesn't like the movie?
I have my mom and dad, you know, see everything I do. And when Compliance came out last year, I said, you don't have to see this movie. It's okay. I don't mind. I won't be offended. And if you do decide to see it, I don't want to ever talk to you about it. And they saw it, and they loved it. They're old, retired people out in Palm Springs. And they loved Compliance. So my brother, who works for a film festival, had a screener for Cheap Thrills. He gave it to my mom and dad. Silence.
Wow.
Months. Until I go on Facebook one day and see my cousin has posted that... Well, we had lunch with Jackie today, and she said she couldn't get through it, and she says, I probably won't either. So then my cousin didn't end up seeing it.
Wow.
But she knows that David is from Naked Trucker and T-Bone. Just she kept saying, he's from Naked Trucker and T-Bone.
Wow, that's amazing.
So congratulations. Why don't she be your mom, and I'll just go away.
I should not tell you that I had dinner last night with your parents.
Yeah.
My mom's here tonight.
Is she?
Yeah.
Stand up.
All right.
That's my mom over there.
Has she seen Cheap Thrills yet?
No.
Oh, she nope. Can't hardly wait.
Oh, come on.
Nice.
I had to say that at some point.
Nice.
Classic. Ethan's just laughing. Do people recognize you from it anymore, or have you grown
no,
up
look
too
at
much?
Me, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
But that's like, people love that movie.
Yeah,
you must, you know, be able to like, you know, in bars and stuff, be like, hey,
I've never seen it all the way through.
What?
Yeah,
I just took.
You know who has?
There was a festival, like an outdoor theater down the street, and they showed Empire Records, and that was the first time I saw that all the way through. I took my son to it, and I can't.
What was your son's review of it?
He actually liked it. He looked at us. He's like, you guys are the original hipsters.
You guys used to have to go to stores to get records. Pretty sweet. Did you contribute anything to the prize bag, Evan?
No.
Thank you.
What's in those pockets?
I did a program tonight that's hosted by Chris Hardwick.
Going through his wallet for podcast
not
listeners.
A lot in here.
I have a receipt from Wendy's.
The winner is going to get plenty tonight. You don't. Okay, here we go. $50 from.
Whoa!
From EL Katz.
Whoa!
I want Dave's shot glasses back.
And oh, he's going to sign
and
it, too.
And a pen.
Dave wants his shot glasses
back.
Because
you got to break federal law while you're at it. And why are you called, I know you're busy signing and you don't have the microphone near your mouth, but why is your, why are you credited as E.L. Katz on the...
yeah, what's the L?
On the, what does that stand for?
Okay.
So Dave Koechner, surprisingly, is up and about. That's so unlike him.
We should all sign it.
I'm just trying to get my Sharpie back.
Oh, everybody's going to sign it? Oh, you want your Sharpie back?
Do you want everyone to sign it? Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
The WGA kind of doesn't let you have the same name as somebody else that's registered. And, I, you know, 10 years ago, I don't think I was...
some motherfucking Evan Katz already?
24.
24, this TV series?
What, yeah. Cut it off at 23?
Use your microphone voice, Ethan.
Yeah. I mean, so this manager told me I should probably change my name 10 years ago when I didn't know any better. And I probably could have just done Evan L. Katz, but... So now I'm E.L. Katz.
Okay.
I don't use in my daily life at all.
Or L. Katz.
Yeah, nobody's like, those.
What's up, E.L.? You know what you are to me? Hep Katz.
I call you Easy Living Katz.
Yeah.
Somebody the
it's
other...
pretty sweet.
Like, I call you Everyday Living Room Katz.
A couple months ago, someone said, I'm a friend of Evan's. And I said, who?
Who the fuck is that?
Who? And he said, Evan, you directed Cheap Thrills? Oh, E.L.? Like... I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I did a show this evening earlier that's going to premiere tonight at midnight on Comedy Central called At Midnight with Chris Hardwick. And I they gave me like a stack of boxes of food from Jones on 3rd.
Ooh.
Yeah, it seems pretty delicious. So I put that in the prize bag.
Perfect.
Well, I think it'll be good.
Doug, I hope it's all fish.
Take home a stinky fish prize bag, somebody.
It's got fingerprints in it from when he just dished it out of the chafing dish from the craft service table.
Yeah. I'm still giving out things from when I went to the Eastbound and Down premiere. I got a lighter and a squishy ball. And you contributed some stuff, Pat Healy, to the prize bag.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell everybody what it is?
There is two shrink wrap Blu-rays. There's one for Compliance. And there's one for, there's a British Innkeepers Blu-ray, which is all region, so if you don't have a multi-region player, you can play it.
British, did they remaster it with accents?
Yes.
Yeah, let's like narrow down the people
Downton
that are...
Abbey.
Let's narrow down the people that are eligible to win tonight to people that have, what was it? Three, what'd you just say?
What'd I say?
Yeah. What do you have to play it on?
Oh, it's a region free. You can play it on anything.
Oh, okay.
As long as you have a Blu-ray player.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
So it's not, you don't have to have that. And then there's a DVD of The Innkeepers, which I signed. And Sarah would have signed it, but she couldn't be here, sadly.
Wait,
and then,
Pat, you don't have to have a $26 Blu-ray player?
What?
Region free?
Or? Yeah, like so.
It's a British Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
I got
you don't
a
need
copy
it.
Of Phantom of the Paradise when I was a kid on DVD, and I was so stoked because I found Phantom of the Paradise on DVD, but then it wouldn't play in my DVD player.
That was years ago.
No, that's the same deal now. It's region set. So in Europe, it's different, and in
let's move
South
on.
South America, it's different.
Anyway, wasn't going to say it because you guys were in a really good groove there.
Who knows what I'm talking about?
I'm not here to stop fascinating discussions.
I know what I'm talking about.
That's just one more reason.
And then there's an Innkeepers DVD that I signed, and then there's a Compliance poster that I signed, okay?
Yeah, I mean, this
you're fucking happy now?
This is the most amazing prize bag ever. Cinefamily contributed a bunch of stuff, like some Cinefamily DVDs that'll probably give you nightmares for the rest of your life, and some Cinefamily T-shirts, copies of Scanners 2 and 3, on DVD.
Oh, those are the best ones. Really
they are.
Good.
It gets better after the...
Scanner Cop's the best, though.
Scanner Cop is a movie?
Scanner Cop 2.
Port of New Orleans. And then...
nice.
And then we've got Chilling Visions and Prince of Darkness. It's somebody's going to win so much stuff tonight.
Steel Magnolias.
I was just having a conversation the other night about Steel Magnolias. I didn't know if it meant that they were made out of the metallic mineral steel or if it meant like taking magnolias that didn't belong to you because I'd never seen it.
You know what? I am guessing it has neither of those things.
behind the title. I think they're just pretty flowers who are tough.
No, apparently a Southern woman is a magnolia, and these are like
they're tough magnolias.
Tough magnolias, these yeah. Southern ladies.
Tough, yeah, Shirley tough bunch of broads.
Shirley MacLaine plays a lady named Weezer.
Do they solve?
Don't get any tougher than being a old woman named Weezer.
Do they solve crime?
I wish.
I'm not
Instead,
interested.
They just stand around going, get Shelby some juice.
Does Olympia Dukakis play Stymie? I haven't seen it. Who plays Farina and Alfalfa?
If you could go deeper and older with your references, like, could you get into silent
Who
film?
Who loves 1930s early comedy shorts? Hal Roach. Hal Roach in the house.
I like Big Picture Show of 1938. Hope and Crosby.
I'm sure you do. Pat, your co-star from The Innkeeper, Sarah Paxton, agreed to appear with you once again in this motion picture, Cheap Thrills. And my question to you is, why would she do that?
It's a good question that she, were she here, would answer properly. But I think the idea was that she read the script, and as you'll see in the movie, it appears that the character, I don't want to give too much away here, but there's more to the character than sort of meets the eye. So I encouraged her to read the script all the way through before saying no the second time, and that I was doing it. And she was excited that I was doing it. And then she read the script again and really liked it. So she's really great in the movie. She's really different than you've ever seen if you're a fan of hers. And even if you're not, you'll be a new fan of hers. And she's quite stunning. And she, wanted to hang out with Koechner and Ethan and...
We paid her more than everybody else.
Yeah.
What?
I was trying not to get around to that.
So she got $12 a day instead of 10?
Bingo.
She got a hot lunch.
Not that kind of hot lunch. You guys are disgusting.
You made it dirty.
Yeah.
You guys are so dirty.
Cheap trails.
I think you should just do that every once in a while.
Cheap Trills!
That's your real good hype man for cheap trills.
He did that at lunch on set all the time, and I'm surprised that it continued this long.
Just sat there yelling, Cheap Trills!
Guess what's next?
Oh, and Sarah and I are friends, too, and we have fun, and we make each other laugh. We laugh a lot. We bring a lot of levity to the set, right, Dave?
That's right. Cheaper trills.
I saw all you guys at the at Fantastic Fest. You guys did a Q&A. That's for the listeners. That's Ethan that's laughing very hard into his microphone.
It was more like just an answer. Cool. It was a fucking
You did
hour.
A Q and one A.
Yeah. And one long David Koechner A.
And one A was handled by Dave Koechner.
Oh, it was amazing.
A can sometimes stand for asshole.
Q and A-hole.
All right, so here's what happened.
Are you sure you're the best person to explain what happened?
I can only...
Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, you weren't there. Dave, you were not there. Yeah. So I don't know if you could really speak to this.
You were physically present.
In my defense, I want to give a preamble. Yeah. The place is called Alamo Draft House, and not because there's a stable of horses. There's beer everywhere. It's free. They're encouraging you to drink. We got there at 5. The movie didn't show till 10.
Like tonight.
I don't know about those numbers, but okay, go on.
I don't normally do shots, and there were like 10.
Now, in Koechner's defense.
Thank you.
It was 2 theaters. One was like live casting what was going on in the other theater. And I went into that other theater just to see how many people had been scared. They were all there.
All I know is I'm so grateful there was no tape.
Yeah, I really thought something, at least a vine would show up or something.
Oh, thank God, nothing.
Like there was one point where you pressed your knee into a stranger's chest in the front row. And we're really interrogating them hard about. I don't remember the line of questioning. I just remember going, "Oh, that person is probably laughing and crying at the same time." Because you were bearing down hard.
I think he described it on Twitter the next day as an assault.
Which now we know that's that when you do a Q&A, that's what the A stands for.
People get ready.
Question and assault.
So we should do service to the movie without giving away too much, because this is the kind of movie where when you do a thing like this before showing the movie, and also everyone listening to this podcast hasn't seen the movie, you don't want to give away too much, because it's really, it's all in the twists and turns.
Shh.
That's the first time as the host of this podcast I've been shushed. But I agree with you. We don't want to say too much. But
cheap trills.
How do you? That's all we need to say. It's going to be a big hit. But Evan, what as director of this film, like you know, just tell us about like how you got involved in the project and made it and all that stuff.
Yeah, so you know, for a while I've been writing a lot of horror movies and thrillers, and I never thought I was really going to direct anything because it just seemed like I never really practiced or as they probably experienced on set. But, you know, I just been writing for a long time. And, you know, I got to a point where I just felt like at some point, you never know, I could be, you know, teaching or, you know, I want to have the opportunity to try this at least once. And if I screw up, okay, that's fine. But, you know, it just felt like I needed to get out of my system. And this writer, Trent Haga, who's here in the audience right now, he's old school, you know, trauma guy, and, you know, he's done a bunch of stuff that I really liked. And, you know, I read a script that he had called Money for Something that looked like it could be done for no money. And that's pretty much about the amount of money that I thought I could get with my lack of experience. And just kind of lived with that script for a while and really fell in love with it. And then eventually found some money through my roommate, Travis Stevens, my ex-roommate. And we, you know, we shot it.
Good job. Money.
I just want to say you're very humble, but amazingly capable. You've got an amazing light touch. You found a script. You rewrote it. It's fantastic. And we shot this thing in 12 days in September in a non-air-conditioned house.
And in a style that was so brave. The way he decided to shoot this thing. I've never shot a movie like that before.
Rolling blackouts. But Evan, I gotta say, you've done
that's how you describe your drinking problem now?
Yeah.
We wanna point out actual rolling
cheap
blackouts.
Cheap trills. But Evan, you have done an amazing job, and folks, you're in for a treat. It's remarkable what you did. Honestly, folks, this is a cheap film. Shot with zero money, but everybody was in from day one. When I first met Evan, I was in just because of the way this guy handles himself. You did an amazing rewrite. It's an amazing script, and your delicate touch every day on set, and your determination and your vision for this picture are exquisite. The people are going to see it and will agree. And the editing is, the thing is just one of those rare gems that comes together, and it's really a credit to you.
Is Evan dying?
Yes.
Is that what you want to say? Is that what you're trying to?
No, I just want to publicly.
I have cancer.
I just publicly want to give this guy the proper.
Thank you, Dave.
Damn straight.
Respect that he deserves. Really amazing.
Nice.
I can pretty much guarantee you guys are going to love this movie, and that's why I got on board with, like, you know, doing this whole kind of setup and doing my podcast with just you guys for the movie. I've seen it. I saw it twice, in both times in Austin, Texas, at film festivals, and the crowd both times went crazy, and I loved it, and I'm still excited to see it again tonight, which we will do very soon.
Unless
first,
this gets funnier.
If this gets funnier, we're going to cancel the screening of the movie. We're going to go, fuck it. No, it's great. It's really great. And you guys are going to love it. But this is a question I always like to ask all the panelists on Doug Loves Movies. We'll start with Dave Koechner there on the end. What's a movie you've seen lately? What have you seen at the cinema or like at home with your family?
Oh, at home?
I have to say that because people that have kids, they don't go out to the cinema.
Leave Edward Penis Hands out of your list.
At home last night, we were watching some Alvin and the Chipmunks cartoon.
Okay, let me rephrase the question.
It was a movie.
It was the Squeakquel?
No, it wasn't. It was a cartoon, and one of them turns into a werewolf. But it was feature length.
What did the Chipmunks Simon? Turns into a werewolf?
Theodore?
Theodore.
Alvin?
Theodore turns into a werewolf, and the twins were upset because they're only seven. And it was like, well, it's 7:45. You got to go to bed. School next day. And they were not happy. So that's all I've got for you in terms of latest.
That's all your cinematic experiences of late is disappointing your children by stopping the film prematurely.
Can I give a rebuttal?
Sure.
Cheap trolls!
Pat, what have you seen lately?
There's a movie that's amazing that actually Drafthouse is putting out, too.
Oh, perfect.
It's a little plug for them called The Congress that Ari Folman made. He made that movie Waltz with Bashir. Did you guys see that movie? Sort of animated Israeli movie.
Oh, The Congress is trippy as shit.
Yeah, it's really great. It's Robin Wright, who plays herself as an actress, plays Robin Wright, the actress who gets hired by the studio to digitally scan herself so that she will never actually appear in a movie ever again, and she just has to promise to never work again, and then it's in the future, yeah, and then it turns into this crazy animated trip out that's really awesome. And then the other movie that I loved was Drinking Buddies, Joe Swanberg's movie, which is
really
great.
Good.
If you haven't seen it, you can see it on VOD now, I think, and maybe in some theaters still. It's a great movie.
Yeah, Ty West is in it as an actor.
Ty West has sex with Olivia Wilde in it, so if you're into that.
Yeah, but as I pointed out to him, all of his action with her is, of course,
off-screen.
Off-screen. So
for all of our delight.
So, yeah, congratulations on that frustrating situation. Dave Koechner has a question, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to mention real quick that I realized the last movie I actually went to the theater to see was Planes.
Now, you're not confusing that with flight, are you?
I so wish I were.
The Planes is about an alcoholic pilot.
Animated alcoholic pilot.
It's, played by Dane Cook.
You know what I should do, Doug, is make you come along to every one of our child adventures to the moving pictures.
That sounds like the most horrible thing that could happen to me.
Hi.
Going with you and your
Can
kids?
Can you get high to beforehand?
See? Ooh, that'd be good. Hey, honey.
Probably be into
Doug
that.
And I are going to go to the guest house for a minute.
For you're marijuana gonna, and hand jobs.
Yeah. You're going to drive. Damn, I didn't know there's a HJ included. Please come along, Doug.
Planes are so realistic.
DLM. Cheap drills.
What if you... Ethan Embry, what have you seen lately?
I think. What would I, the other
you can
night,
make something up
okay.
if you want. I know you're busy actually, being in stuff.
The other night I watched a movie. It actually came out last year, I believe, but it was an amazing film from New Zealand called Boy. Has anybody seen that here? Yeah, it's so
it's one guy in the back that's
good.
Too excited about a movie called
Wasn't
Boy.
That a good, no,
it's not that kind of movie.
It's such a good movie, guys. It's hysterical. It's charming. It's really great film. What was
so,
the other?
So we'll oh look, yeah, we'll at, look at, out for that.
At yeah, it's really good. And then I saw at Fantastic Fest Northwest. Which is yeah.
Some supporters here of that.
Where was it? Is it
Danish?
Yeah, it's Danish. Yeah, like a Danish coming of age slash crime caper that
feels like old Nicholas Ruffin, like
yeah.
doing Mean Streets.
But it, I don't know Nick it Ruffin, and then like I don't know, the coming of age aspect of it. It yeah, it was a really good character piece. Great movie. Nordvest.
Yeah, so look for that, everybody. What about you, EL?
Well,
Evan,
we had a double feature last night of The Bling Ring and Simon Killer. I like Simon Killer more.
Yeah, Bling Ring doesn't have that satisfying murder aspect to it.
No, it doesn't. It could have used a little bit of that, I think. No, I didn't really like The Bling Ring. I liked how it was shot. you know. But it could have been a
commercial.
Sophia Coppola
listens to this podcast.
Sorry, Sophia Coppola.
She does not, but she, like, what I thought was interesting about Bling Ring is that the trailer really sums it up nicely. Like, you really get the whole experience.
You don't need any more than that. You don't need any more than the log line, really. It just doesn't... there's nothing more to say. But,
yeah, it happens. People rob famous people's homes, and that's what it is. So,
materialism.
It's a bling ring.
Oh, I get it.
But Simon Killer was amazing, and you know they shot it for barely any money, and there's so much. I don't know. It was just really eerie and intense and depressing, and well shot. So I really liked it.
I'm in.
They don't listen to this podcast. Those guys are made that.
Sorry, guys.
Cheap Trills. It's not as funny. It's not.
You know, Doug, I realized there's one picture I saw recently. We went to see We're the Millers. It's We're the Millers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like everyone in it. Love everyone in it. Took our 12-year-old daughter, thinking R must mean a couple of fucks.
No, no, no. It's a chance for your 12-year-old to see some dick.
We didn't get that far. We actually
That's
had to leave.
Like, you left before Dick?
We were so uncomfortable with just the description of so many sex acts. It's like, we've got to go. Now, it would have been, not to be sexist, but I mean, the 12-year-old boy's experience would have been different than my 12-year-old daughter, who's completely innocent and naive to all that stuff. So that's the last one we saw, almost.
My mom took me out. I was so excited. We went to see Conan the Barbarian. I was 11, and I was, like, really into it. And then, like, 20 minutes into it, Conan fucks that witch. And my mom was like, we're out of here, man. He's fucking a nude witch. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, your mom's like, that's not how to treat a witch.
No. You know, I've since seen it. It's quite good. I recommend that. Conan the Barbarian, the original one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Funny little Vista story for you, because we're here at the
Vista
Theater.
We're here at the Vista Theater, yeah.
Are people going to move out of these seats?
Yeah.
I'm glad no one's sitting in the splash zone.
The last time I took my son to the Vista, he was 4 years old, and I brought him to see Constantine, and...
Marulas?
Is this a public apology? Or?
I don't know if he was horrified by how bad it was or if he was just terrifying. But so that was the last time I took him, and now I took him to come see this. So
he's here
obviously
tonight?
I expose him to different things that David exposes.
Well, he's 13. He's boys can, you know, they've already been through it in their minds anyway.
This movie is way too rough for 13.
Hey, the kids, hey. Hey, the kid's from L.A.
Here we go.
I was a child actor.
You hear about what he was doing at 13. You know.
Where is he sitting?
He's right over there.
I want to sit like across the aisle from him and just watch.
There he is right there.
Watch the reaction. Good luck, young man.
We'll be filming him through the whole movie.
It's time for you to become an adult.
And releasing his reaction as a DVD extra.
It's going to be fine. Think about who his dad is.
Picture in picture commentary.
He's going to have nightmares of this theater.
Well, one of the elements of Doug Loves Movies that I like to do in every show is we play a game, and it's a rather complicated game, and we have some easier games. So I think I'm going to bust out one of the easier games tonight. But for the folks in the audience that did bring name tags this evening, if you could hold them up right now, look at that.
What's up?
They're all up in the front. What, you just wrote Alan Smithy on a piece of paper?
Clockwork Ollie.
But there's lots of, I see a Clockwork Orange one over there and
Drag
some other
to Mel's
interesting
bike.
Things.
What's up?
So what I need each of you to do on the panel here tonight, all of the people from Cheap Thrills that we're about to watch, to just go and pick a name tag who you want to play for in this little game we're about to play. And one of these people is going to win all of these amazing prizes.
Steel Pee-wees?
And while you guys pick the name tags, we're going to take a break.
I like Drag Me to Hell, too.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. No ad for Squarespace or Hulu Plus or Dollar Shave Club this week. Just a message reminding you to check out Getting Doug with High
tomorrow
and every Wednesday at 4:15 PST. Tune in, dial up, log in, whatever you want to call it, at my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Doug Benson, to watch me and my guest get Doug live. Or you could listen to the audio-only version the following day around noon. High noon, if you will. And now back to Doug Loves Weed and Movies.
All right, we're back. I didn't want to keep you to keep going because that was during the commercial break
all right.
of the podcast. But let's, I'm going to make a vine of all the name tags. Tell us who you're playing for, Dave Koechner.
I'm playing for Olivia.
And she made this amazing, Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure, Olivia's Big Adventure, it says, bicycle with
so
Pee-wee
beautiful.
Herman on it. That's really good. Who are you playing for, Pat Healy?
Mr. London Boyd, who made a hat with his name tag on it that says London.
Okay.
Yes, he's
Does Pat get to keep the hat?
Yes. Oh, really?
All right, that's
your smells London, come on.
So you could...
I'm going to serve soup out of it afterwards if anyone wants a kind of a stew. Be out in the lobby.
Who are you playing for, Ethan?
I believe it was Sam Raimi's fantastic film, Drag Me to Hell. Sam Raimi, right?
It changed to Drag Me to Mel.
Mel. Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
So Melissa,
I didn't even notice that.
Playing for Mel.
Melissa or Melanie? Yeah. Which one? Melissa. Okay. Got it right the first time. Evan, who you got?
Yeah.
Show it to me.
Alan
show me
Smithy.
This. Show me this amazing name
right
tag.
Over here. Pretty nice.
That is a really good one. It says Alan Smithy, film director. And your name is Alan? Okay.
How many films have you directed?
That works.
It's amazing. He's directed like 27 films, Alan Smithy.
Have you? Yeah, he's done a lot. Have you directed anything, Alan, in the audience?
A short film.
For school. What was it called?
Post
Impact? What is it, a story of something that takes place after an impact? Awesome. I'm just finishing up my
Good
vine.
Guess.
I was just stalling to finish up my vine because I want to give Cheap Thrills the promotion that it deserves.
Cheap Thrills!
It'll come back around to being funny. You guys wait.
Is that what you said to yourself every day on the set? No, because he did that a lot on the set.
Cheap Trails.
The Vista Theater is like prone to having, I think the owner himself stands out in front of the theater. Like if they're showing Wolverine, he stands out front dressed like Wolverine. And so maybe if they show this movie here, Dave can join him and yell Cheap Thrills.
Cheap Trails!
As they drive by. I think that's a great grassroots marketing
How do we play the game?
Angle.
What do we do?
This is the game.
Don't rush me.
Your patience wears out first.
It's true. It Ethan is. Really can't wait for things. And Ethan Embry can't wait to drop his microphone.
Not hardly. Not by a long shot.
Cheap Trails.
Also in the prize bag is a little doll that's Sheriff Rick from Walking Dead, because I did a show last night called Talking Dead. And so, like I said earlier, there's a ton of stuff that's on the line here, so you guys have to take this game very seriously. We'll start with Evan, because he made this great movie, and then we'll go to Ethan, and then to Pat, and then to Dave. And here's what you guys have to do. This game is called How Much Did This Shit Make? And since Cheap Thrills has some dares for money in it, I don't want to say much more about it, but it reminded me of a movie a few years back that had a dare in it and in one of the segments, and it was called Four Rooms.
Yeah.
And the Quentin Tarantino segment had a dare in it. So my question to you, it didn't do very well. So my question to you guys, Price is Right style, is how much money in, I dare say millions, but you could go lower if you choose to.
Was that the 90s?
How much did it make?
That was the 90s.
Yeah, it's been a while. How much did it make at the domestic box office according to boxofficemojo.com? The person who comes closest to the correct answer without going over is going to win, and the person you're playing for will get all the prizes. And
without going over. We can't go over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go over. So Evan gets to make the first bid.
$734,000.
I don't know why people are laughing at that.
Is this box
That's
office?
That's a respectable
or is this
gross
profit?
For a
is
movie starring Bruce office? Willis.
Okay. Domestic box office.
Yeah. So Evan was $730,000.
$1.3
What do you think, Ethan?
$1.3 million.
$1.3, okay. That's a guess.
That is, in fact, is a number. Pat?
I know it did really badly, but things did better back then than they do now when they do badly. So I'm going to go a little higher and say $4
million. Okay.
All right. Since this is kind of like Price is Right, lowest bid, can I look back at my relatives in the audience?
Of course you can, yeah. They can all yell out random
Livvy,
numbers at you.
What do you think?
Yeah, you
Livvy?
Can also, the people always yell $1 whenever you ask them.
What do you think?
Because that's a fucking cheater move.
Is that what it is? This guy with the computer yells out $4,000,001. Why do you have a laptop?
He's recording the podcast, Dave.
All right.
Leave Matt Belknap alone.
I'm going to say $800,000, Bob Barker.
Or it's a guy that sits in the second row and looks at porn while watching. Cheap drills! Cheap drills!
No one is sitting on either side of him, so.
Yeah, you got to keep clear.
Do you fly a lot? Cheap drills!
How much did you say?
I said 800.
$800?
800,000.
800,000? Why would you do that to Evan? Cutting off his bid.
Because I'm playing for Olivia.
I appreciate your play. And the correct answer and the winner of the prize bag is whoever is being played for by Mr. Pat Healy. Oh. Because it made $4.2 million.
What's up?
And 4.0 is the closest without going over. Congratulations. Where's that guy that gave you that hat?
London.
There he is. Come get all this shit, dude. There's a lot of stuff. I hope you didn't Uber over here tonight.
And I want to say this guy drove all the way from Las Vegas to be here to see the movie. Wow.
You drove from Las Vegas? All right. Well, you're going to have a lot of stuff to explain when you go over the border.
There's no fruit in there, is there?
Except I don't know, the Jones stuff.
Oh,
you
yeah.
might not be able to take that back.
I want to eat that during
the
movie.
What's this? But what is this poster?
That's compliance.
Oh, compliance, okay.
You can put it in that, too.
Hang on, there's more.
Let me help you pack your stuff
you
up,
go.
Honey.
Don't forget the fish. There take it all go. The way back to Las Vegas.
And get a hug and a kiss from each one of these guys. There you go. I dare you to hug and kiss every one of them. London and Ethan just met. And go get a big sloppy one from Dave Koechner on the end there. Oh, such a sweetheart. Congratulations. Now let me see the rest of your name tags, because the consolation prize on this show for people that you didn't win for is that they can call anybody in the world a shithead, and I have to say it on their behalf.
Oh,
does the
wow.
Pee Wee Herman have a shithead on the back? It does? Okay, so pass that over here.
Oh, that's what that name is on the back.
Yeah, yeah. You actually did a good job by not saying it out loud.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Who's your shithead?
I'll remember that one. So one more time for all of my guests tonight, you guys. I'm their guest tonight. Because I'm excited for the LA premiere of Cheap Thrills and... Starring Dave Koechner, Pat Healy, Ethan Embry, and directed by Evan Katz, also known as E.L. Katz. We'll start up in just a few minutes if you guys want to grab some popcorn or, you know, like me, maybe a smoke outside, and then we'll enjoy the movie. And as always, King Joffrey is a shithead.
We all know that.
People enjoyed that one. And NBC for putting Parks and Recreation on hiatus is a shithead. Mm. Yeah, this is a chance to take out all of your grudges and gripes. And, of course, as always, Queen Latifah is a shithead.
Whoa!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his